Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous
hello,
Dave.
Hello, guys.
Here we go. Let's get ready to rumble on this big Thursday brew news.
Oh. See, we know what the big stories are. It is all to do with brewing and pubs, beer.
It's a big story at the moment.
You name
we
it.
Need the pubs to make a comeback. We're going to turn our attention to what's going on down that neck of the woods. What about Jane? Entertainment news?
Yes, Dennis Quaid has got married again. Let's just say, I've got to do a baby crying sound. Cradle snatching a little bit, don't you think?
Is that still a thing? I thought it was anything goes these days, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. So 39 years younger. That's a bit of a stretch.
Okay, cool.
Bear Grylls has got a new show out too, let's just say. We've got something out that might interest you, Mick.
Anything he does, as long as he drinks his own urine at some stage, you have my full attention.
Yesterday, we had an enormous response to this.
Huge, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tinder photo do's and don'ts. And they were particularly for guys. But you know what? Maybe we open it up for girls as well.
What's a Tinder do
and don't if you're a chick?
I like it. Get on board. Let us know if you come across a catastrophe. Ooh. If you've been involved in one.
We'd like to hear it too.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Apocalypse Watch will be up and running. There's a couple of stories. Wearing masks, apparently now it's a sign of masculinity or not.
I don't get it.
Oh, you're joking. Yeah. Or a sign you want to live or not and help other people live.
It's just concern for other people, apparently. Makes you less of a man. We'll get to the bottom of that. Thursday, Jane, that's gone wild.
It is gone wild. We love that. We've got
Give
some great stories.
Story.
Oh, well, I got an update on the Thai monkeys going wild. They've worked out quite an inhumane way to... You know, I don't think the Thai community are... you know, they're doing something very... Let's just say the monkeys won't be breeding very quickly.
Right, okay.
Oh, here we go.
They're doing something pretty severe.
And two words, robot dolphins.
Oh,
Dave
please.
O'Neill swings by.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
We'll take your calls. We'll take
That sounds like a big show.
Huge.
It is a big show, but let's start at the top. Now, Jane, you mentioned about the do's and don'ts for your Tinder photos.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I received a photo last night that I'm going to call a don't, Jane Kennedy.
What's that?
Well, it's your, what is call it, a coming out parade or your prom?
Debutante ball.
Right.
They're a thing.
And
I don't know if they're still around.
Wowee. Let's have a look at this. Can we post this, please?
Yeah, we'll put it up on Instagram.
See, I'm a good sport. It all happened because Miff Warhurst posted her Deb photo.
Yes.
And hers is adorable. Yes. And I just thought, look, I'd had a few rosés. Why don't I post my debut photo? And apologies to, I have to apologise to Peter Klein, who I took, because I had to put that poor guy through about 5 weeks of bullshit dancing lessons.
He's weaving baskets.
Where's
in the country,
he now? Peter Klein.
He's in WA. No, he's in Western Australia.
He's a hermit. He's living in a Unabomber style.
Scarred for life.
No, it was this thing that we just couldn't
describe
wait
to do. Describe your look.
All right, my look is fresh from Princess Diana marrying Prince Charles. I have
Who
got
wasn't
the prince.
A beauty, by the way. We had this
thought she was.
Princess Diana. Dave. Right.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
guys,
say she's a hottie.
That,
no.
All right, so I decided, and it was a very popular hairdo for the day. I got all my long hair cut off to look like Princess Diana. Yeah,
that's not what I think when I see that.
Really?
I think Rosie O'Donnell.
I beg your pardon.
The haircut. Department.
How dare you? Then I've modelled the dress I wore, which you have to wear white at a debutante, which is freaky in itself.
And I don't think you should be wearing white. I think by this, how old are you here? I think that ship's sailed.
I'm about 17 or 18. This is before the days where girls got tans, so I'm very pasty. And my dress is modelled on her black engagement strapless gown she wore when she first came out and was a hit. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to get one made in white.
Can I say a couple of things? Posture. Yes. You're very slumped.
I'm a bit slouchy.
You're slumped and your shoulders are low. You look like you could swim breaststroke for a And also...
I beg your pardon, what?
What's the look? What was the look of the top?
Pearls.
The frumpy?
Well, I was going to say pearl necklace, but that would get me in a lot of trouble. Let's just say I'm wearing a pearl necklace. And I have the worst...
You look gorgeous.
Bunch of flowers.
You're like a really beautiful, sweet
really?
Girl.
Would you crack on to me in that photo?
How many carnations you've got?
Imagine that. Six crownies in, I'd come in the same suit. Same suit I've worn to the last eight social engagements.
That you can fit
eight
into.
Crownies in, burp loudly.
Oh, God. Well, you'd have no chance. Anyway,
well,
that
no
was
chance.
A time.
I'd be completely out of my depth. You look wonderful and beautiful. Well, and what happened to that young girl that was so sweet and fresh?
A few people did say, what happened to this girl? And people started photos of sending fun of me as Brooke Vandenberg, which is a very harsh, bitchy look. Thank you, Adam Zwar, for posting a picture of me dressed as Brooke.
We're happy to take pictures of girls.
Oh, your debut photos?
Yes.
Is it still a thing, too? I'd love to know. Are girls still making their debut?
If that was your Tinder photo, you're gonna you know who's going to answer this? Prince Edward. Was this in your Prince Edward phase?
It was a little bit post Prince Edward because I've been told by his butler that there was no chance. So this was my next.
And you're holding, what are you holding there?
I think they're carnations.
No.
They're bloody carnations.
They're not carnations. It's a mixed posy.
And who'd you fight for those? I bet you if they were thrown, you'd have taken a pack mark.
I didn't want to get married early. What are you talking about? I was an independent young woman.
Yeah. Where was that taken? Is that in that nice little seat you got
That's in the farting chair, actually.
Oh,
because in the good, we had a good room. You know how you used to have the good room?
Yes.
And it was used about three times a year.
Why would you put the farting chair in the good room?
Because, sit there for?
Because it was sort of the only lounge chair by itself to sit in. So I'm sitting on the edge, you can see it, and laughing because it's a chair my sister and I used to fart in. And then
mean?
When mum and dad had dinner parties, we'd sit at the top of the stairs and wait
girls.
To see who sat in it.
Well, you look wonderful and sweet.
See, you
and
get
young.
Insight into my life. Oh, don't you?
It's a very nice photo.
I've got long white gloves on too.
You do indeed, right up to your elbows.
Is that
very
from the,
proper.
The school used to wear gloves as well.
They did.
Genizano gloves.
No, they were from the shop. Oh, yeah. That were probably.
All right, we get the idea. Go and have a look. Where is it, Kennedy? Kennedy
on Instagram.
Roy,
it's on
Instagram.
On no, I'm not putting it on mine.
Kennedy Malloy, you'll find it there.
I'm going to carry it around in my wallet.
Are you?
People say, "Are you married?" Little, yeah, he's my girl.
That's a little.
Oh
crazy.
My God, it's a treat.
It's a tragedy. Shit.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we've got some brew news for you. Thanks to Crown Forklifts, the Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality, crown.com.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill is our special guest. One of our regulars is going to join us in the second hour on Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Time for a bit of pub news.
Pub news.
You know, I just want to know what's going on. You know I've been a broken man for...
I know, that's
COVID.
Really affected you. You're doing
yourself.
A good job.
It's my natural habitat. I have been seen, I swear this is true, wandering around my suburb, my neighbourhood, peering in through the windows of empty pubs and imagining what it would be like to be in there having a drink. You know when you walk into a theatre and it's empty?
Yeah.
And you get a sense of
face paint.
The loneliness, but you can hear the echoes of laughter and entertainment.
Clinking of glasses.
All the good times that people have had there. I sit there and bawl like a baby as I look through the window of my local
You don't
pub.
Seem like yourself.
I'm a little lost.
Yeah,
You are lost. I've got to try and buck you up. There's some good ideas, though, coming out around the world.
A lot of people are making the best of a bad situation. Like English rugby club Barrow, who... Yep. Can't play at the moment for COVID-19 reasons. Mm-hmm. Oh, can we have a COVID? Can we? No, we're not doing it. We're doing pub news.
Right.
Yeah.
We got anything pubby?
Well, I can get some.
What about
sound effects?
I'd love to have a beer with Duncan.
You want to hear that one?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
Hey, so English rugby club Barrow have guess what? Turned their pitch into a beer garden.
This is genius.
How good is it? So you put the, you go, you know what? We're going to have some fun out here. This is an outdoor cathedral. It's an arena. It's an entertainment. It's a place where people come to meet and enjoy.
We're in the pub.
Yeah, that's good. A bit of hubbub.
Oh, we're in the pub.
Yeah, guys.
Hi, how you going? I'll have a Moselle, please.
Yeah.
Get stuff.
I want. I have a beer. I have a lager.
Yeah, so listen.
You know those barbecue tables or where they've got the bench seats either side and that, you know, the wooden setup.
So
they have set these up, social distancing.
And fans can still go to their
All over the game, is it pitch? Yeah.
Going to the pitch and you seat there on the hallowed
that
turf.
That is genius.
Imagine us sitting up on the MCG or the SCG. See you on Saturday night. I'm going down to the SCG.
I'll see you there.
Oh, would you ever?
I'll go and sit in the middle. I'll go to Adelaide. I'll go on the oval
and
sit there.
And, of course, one of the great aspects of drinking, again, another one I miss, but beer gardens. And beer gardens is the strong suit of Australians.
They are.
The English are very good at them because at certain times of the year they can be open until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Do you know how many shows I've missed at the Adelaide Fringe Festival?
Oh, is that right?
Because the sun's still out. I'm going, we've got two shows. I go, oh, shit, it's 10 o'clock at night.
And what about in Perth? Those beer gardens in Perth. I mean, that's where Sunday sessions.
Well, it's built
brilliant.
For outdoor drinking.
It
but
is.
I have to say, when I went to Berlin.
Berlin and a beer garden. That sounds like an oxymoron.
I love this city.
Right.
If we don't know what went on there.
If I had to choose one city tomorrow, if you said you can only live in one city for the rest of your life, Berlin.
Why? Why Berlin? Why?
Lots
it's dark
of reasons,
and don't go there.
Lots of reasons.
I don't know.
Right.
It's
or Mystique.
It's the Mystique of Europe.
I see where.
But wow, do they do beer gardens?
Oh, yeah?
Do they know how to do a beer garden?
Do you have a Stein?
Right, you can have a Stein. You can sit outdoors. Mm. They're in beautiful. Like they'll be off the back of the zoo or somewhere.
Oh,
it's really beautiful. You're allowed to take your dog. There's no laws. You can take your dog. You can smoke. You can drink. You can walk out the front.
Does a busty wench serve you your beer?
I think you find they do.
That might have been the
attraction. And you know the other one? The biggest pretzels I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. They pretzels are so good with beer.
It's a pretzel the size of a dinner
Why do we have pretzels here all the time? Let's start that as an industry.
All right.
Man, so.
Oh, that's very clever. I love that idea.
So you're making something out of a bad situation, but well done to everyone at Barrow.
I've got some more pub news. This is more UK pub news, and this is Sheffield, which is, of course, what a town to have a pub story here. Mm. Unfortunately, a pub has been stripped of its license because police found drinkers hiding in cupboards during lockdown. The Pitsmore Hotel in Sheffield was raided by coppers. After reports, it was still serving customers. So they've gone in, couldn't find anybody. They go, I think your information might be wrong there. Oops, we might just open the cupboard. Hello, hello, hello.
Do you know what that is? It's the pub world's version of Anne Frank. You go, quick, be quiet. And
With a happier ending, I'm suggesting.
Right. You're nosing around and then all of a sudden, hello. That'd be like Hogan's Heroes or something, wouldn't it? There'd be people popping out of cupboards.
Absolutely.
Going
to Sheffield.
I'll tell you where else they like a beer.
Who's that?
In China, and I tell you what, Chinese people love having a good beer too, except when perhaps they can't handle it very well, like this Chinese man. He's a 40-year-old man. He's only been identified as Mr. Hu, and this is reported in the Zhuji Daily from China. He had a bit of a binge.
Good on him.
He didn't have a whiz. For 18 hours.
Okay. Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what happens if you don't have a whiz after 18 hours of having 10 bottles?
He can blow that bladder to kingdom come.
Well, he did. He ruptured his bladder.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gone kaputsky. Fred, when you drink alcohol, it causes the body to produce more urine. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. What? That would never happen to Bear Grylls because he'd just drink his own urine.
Well.
Go to the dunny?
Because he passed out.
18 hours.
Also, that's extreme drinking. He was torn in three places. He was unable to lie flat and he failed to relieve himself.
He's got a Chinese bladder. That's a saying.
Is it?
Is it?
It's a saying. You're right. It is. Chinese bladder is a saying. And there was one. Hey, speaking of China, I've got one more.
Mm. Okay, fire away.
A woman who is in a karaoke party in China. Okay. She was belting out a high-pitched song in a karaoke session. Who hasn't done that?
Yes.
She had a bit of a headache afterwards. Oh, my God. She nearly died after she burst a brain vessel trying to hit a high note at karaoke.
Hey, this has got
idiot.
Celine Dion written all over it, I reckon.
Here we go.
Aneurysm right there.
There you go.
Pop.
Bang, pop.
She's only known as Zhang. That's her last name. She suffered a blinding headache. She started throwing up when she was singing a high-pitched song. It was probably that one at a family party.
Jeez.
So you've got to be very careful when you're belting out your karaoke numbers.
I've heard about this. Apparently it's quite common to have a mishap at karaoke.
Is it?
There's been people carried out on stretchers.
Really?
I saw a guy chased out of the karaoke by a guy with a knife once. Didn't like the song selection.
Really?
Nah, it was all good fun.
No,
you
sure.
have lots and, of karaoke and, songs.
You
I
do?
I don't. No, I keep them. You know, it's hard to get me up there.
Oh.
Yeah, you know my latest? This what? Is it.
U.S. forces, give the nod.
Oh, yeah.
I do
see
the
you.
Full dancing. Really? I jump off the stage. I get into it. Do you know why? Because no one sees it coming.
No.
No one is ever, you know, you're the only person who's going to do that.
No
song.
One else is going to do US Force.
Do you
you're
sing it? It's
right.
a very long song. Do you go through the whole
it's a big,
song?
Unless
big
I just turn up wearing my brown leather pants and no
oh,
top
my God. Sort of is this yeah, is this your Doors? Doors yeah. sort of Jim Morrison? Okay.
Hey, have you had a mishap at karaoke? Have you seen
yes.
one?
Oh,
have
okay.
you come
Tell
home?
Us.
Have you fallen off the stage?
Yeah.
Have you tried to hit the high note? Did Islands in the Stream go horribly wrong? Give us a call. 1-3-5-3. We'll put you to air.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, by the way, all our callers through this week, you are in the draw to win this a fantastic hey. Prize, which we're going to give away tomorrow, by the way. It's the Temper. It's the $10,000 Temper mattress
it's
prize
as good
pack.
As good a prize as we've ever given away
Unbelievable.
On this program.
Yeah, yeah. Queen
it's a game
mattress.
Changer.
It's the mattress protector, the adjustable base, the Temper pillows as well. So
NASA
nothing
style
feels...
technology. You'll never...
Well, you'll sleep like a little
log.
Baby.
You could lapse into a coma.
Yeah, you'll never wake up.
They're like Snow White.
That's right.
We wake
They're
up one
so
day
good.
Just being
They're
kissed by
good.
A dwarf.
And you can each have your own good side.
Yeah, you can go up and down. Your legs can go
Why
up and down.
Why is that so important to you?
But because
what's
if you,
your
if
issue
you're...
with spooning?
Mm.
Oh,
Does
God.
It take spooning out of, off the equation? Or?
No, you can spoon if you like. And then you, right. if you finish spooning, you can yeah. go, well, I'd like to sit up a bit. I'd like to go down a bit. Like you can yeah. adjust it to yourself. You're not joined at the hip if you're married to someone.
All right. Like, do you know what I like to do? I like to soup spoon.
How does that work?
Oh, don't even ask, because it sounds illegal.
Like spooning with bigger bottoms.
God help me. God help me.
Yeah. Yeah. Teaspoon. Hey, all we go. Here we
again.
Go. We're
again, he's
about
single, everyone.
Form an all-week queue, ladies.
I'm trying to barrack for you here.
Yeah.
Try and make yourself appealing to women, for God's sakes.
Do you know what? I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm going okay.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to go there.
A karaoke, so a night finished in tragedy. This was part of our pub news.
Yes.
Get back to your pubs, people. I'm telling you. Just do it now before they're gone.
Yep.
The minute those doors open, you burst on in and you go, what can I do? How can I help? Get into it. You've got to do this. It's so important.
I love karaoke, but you've got to be careful what you belt out.
You'd be hog it. You'd hog it,
oh,
I reckon.
Yeah.
They'd have to try.
How dare you?
You'd be doing encores.
God.
Because you've got to give everyone a go. You can't completely.
You don't understand. I'm a very Christian, very kind person. I let everybody have a go. I don't try and hog it all.
Have you got one? You got
some canned laughter there.
You got a karaoke
a million.
Song?
You know what I do? I read the room for the mood at the time. So right. I just don't go in there and go, I've got one song and I'm going to do that.
Whoa.
It's a bit bullshit.
Would something like this be something?
Yes, that'll get the crowd up and enjoyable because everybody knows that.
What about a bit of Chrissy Amphlett in your school uniform? In your Marquezani? What school was it?
I touched myself in a Genizano uniform.
Genizano
Perhaps
u-
not
uniform.
Approved.
Like to see it.
Thank you. Why did you make me say that?
Okay, now listen. Let's go karaoke. But there was a problem because a woman
burst a blood vessel.
That's
no good.
No, it's stupid. Actually,
carried out in a stretcher from karaoke. Have you had an incident? Had a karaoke
mishap.
Night? Let's go, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, hey guys. Many moons ago, I went out one night with a sister to the karaoke bar and bit bald up top in there and. Decided to rip out a bit of US Forces there, Mickey.
US Forces, give the nod.
Here we go, crank it up.
Yeah.
And how go. Did they like it?
And it was rocking.
Oh, here we go.
Chris, you were rocking on. You were going great. Oh, what happened?
It wasn't going too well initially, but then I decided to give it a bit of the Peter Garrett group
get the arms going.
Got to do it, yeah.
And got the arm going and the head wave and, that sort of,
stomp around.
Pumped up after
That's it,
that,
mate.
Yeah.
It's a big song. No one sees it coming. No. It's a crowd pleaser. Well done. Thanks for getting the ball rolling,
Good on
Chris.
You, Chris.
Sean.
G'day, Sean.
What do you got, buddy?
Sean.
Right, Sean's not there. Next, please. Craig.
Hello, Craig.
Craig, what's going on, buddy?
When we were in China, one of our corporate policies was to have a designated person to remain sober during negotiations, just in case a person ended up with alcoholic poisoning and died.
All right. Well, that doesn't sound very responsible.
Sounds very dramatic. And
why was
concerning.
China? What were you doing? What was the corporate China hit out? What were you doing? It didn't sound like you were doing a lot of work, really.
Yeah, we were building factories over there. So the negotiations, basically, with the Chinese have to be done with a whole heap of alcohol involved.
I love it.
Because they're trying to get a better bargain when you're a little bit under the weather. And so the more alcohol, the better.
There's and were you the designated sober person, Craig?
Mm.
I was the designated sober person because I was the youngest manager.
Do they have, South Korea's got K-pop. Is there a Chinese kind of pop variation that I don't know about? Is there some kind of school?
Yeah.
What's the Chinese oeuvre?
All they do is mass karaoke. It's just karaoke off the chain.
Right.
From morning to night. Thanks, Craig. Thanks for the call. Let's go to another Craig.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Exactly what we need is a show like this, for starters.
Thank you.
Awesome. Can't beat it. At a time back in the 90s, me and a mate, two mates, went out with a group of Filipinos. I think it was Russell Street. And we drank all their Jack Daniels. We drank.
That makes for a good karaoke night, I find, Craig.
Drank all Jim Beam, and I think we went on to vodka and it was a lot. We did. I know we did teach them how to sing "Born to Be Wild."
Okay,
at least the whole group
a bit
there.
A cultural exchange of ideas.
Yeah.
But you drank the bar out of all this alcohol, basically, Craig.
We had a fair crack at it. Yeah,
right.
Very proud of you,
Craig. What are you
singing
at the end of that night?
Yeah, what's your big number?
What's the drunken song? Is it "American Pie"? Is that the one you go to?
New York, New York.
That'd be too hard, I would have thought.
Start spreading.
We better go to Paul.
Thank you.
Hey.
Stop me. Please stop me.
Hey, Paul.
How you going, guys? All right?
Very good, Paul. What happened to you?
We love karaoke.
What was the song you were singing and what happened?
Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
Tough.
Big number. Wow.
Good on you. You've gone hard.
Now, very high range.
What happened?
Yeah. Highly motivated down the strip in Las Vegas, and I was with another backpacker who was from the Netherlands. Thought I was a chance. I'm like, I'm going to give this a crack. Get up on stage, and I'm getting right into it, giving it heaps, and I thought, I'm going to kick my shoes off here. I'm going to go full nut. Kick my shoe off. It's just gone straight across the room, stunned this bloke on the head. He stood straight up. I've crapped me jacks. I've dropped the microphone and legged it one shoe missing down the strip in Vegas.
You've gone the runner.
And how did you go with the backpacker from the Netherlands?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't think I saw her again.
We've got one more caller, Mickey. We need to go to Jay.
Sure.
Jay is on line two, I think. Let's go to Jay. Hello, Jay.
We don't have a Jay.
Oh, we don't?
No. We've got Jay, the producer. But
on 11, yes.
Oh, you want to go to the song producer, song whisperer?
No. All right, why don't we wrap it up there? I think we've had a fair hit. Give us a call if you want to keep going, 1-333-353. But I think
we're loving your karaoke
story. Good selection of songs there.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet, and blog, and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
So, Dennis Quaid, who used to be married, of course, to Meg Ryan, remember that?
And she left him for Russell Crowe, is that right?
I think that already split up by that stage.
Oh, it was very messy.
Mm.
Like you would know the ins and outs of it.
I was involved in it.
What?
I don't like talking about it, Dave.
Okay. Sorry.
Actually, you and Meg Ryan would be a good match. Although she's very, very plastic surgery.
Top Gun Meg Ryan, yes.
Yeah, right.
Right, like when she was about 18.
Well, she was just lovely, okay?
Did she look like, was she as cute as me in a Deb dress? No. Don't answer
They're not
that.
Comparable. How's okay. that for a diplomatic
Dennis answer? Quaid, who has been married four times, says he doesn't pay attention to critics who say that he and his new wife have a massive age gap. So he's 66 and she's 27.
Mm.
He says, just looking into her eyes, she was the most stunning bride. I think we have a news report about this weird story.
Quaid and now wife Laura Savoy eloped earlier this month in Santa Barbara. This is his fourth marriage. He was previously married to PJ Souls, Meg Ryan, and Kimberly Buffington.
Oh, what happened to Kimberly Buffington?
She sounds like a barrel of
She sounds hot.
Kimberly Buffington. Yeah. Look out. Buffington's in the house.
Yeah.
Buffington.
Okay, so what's the issue of this story?
I think the issue is I'm thinking of all the 66-year-olds I know.
Right.
But that's unfair because there's some very charming, hot men that I do know who are about that age group.
Mm.
And she's 27.
Mm.
So there's quite an age gap.
39 years.
Yep. I'm not being judged.
This has offended you?
No, it hasn't. I'm an entertainment reporter, Mick. I'm just reporting.
Angela
reporter.
Bishop is an entertainment reporter. You sometimes put the cap on, but don't think you are the same rarefied
I so
air
am.
As
I'm
Angela
totally,
Bishop.
And I am Jane, totally.
You're mucking around down the shallow end of the
pool. I'm just giving you news about Dennis report. Quaid, and we're happy for them all.
Jane, what is a suitable age difference for you? What would you be comfortable with? Like, is it 5 years, 10 years, or
younger?
Oh, whatever. Younger men.
Well, no, the difference. I'm just saying the difference.
Younger.
Either way.
Younger men. I'd say that there's many women my age that would prefer to
Correct.
Marry a younger man.
Correct. And right. some of them do. There's a whole raft of it going on at the moment. But what's an acceptable? Mm. What do you go, that 66-year-old man is going out with a 42-year-old woman?
You're assuming
is that okay,
I'm a conventional
or?
Person, and I'm not. Yeah, right. I live on the edge. You don't even know who I am.
You're just a bit judgy.
I'm not judgy, I said.
You don't like other people finding happiness.
Oh, hates the Dalai Lama.
All right. I might have a role for you in Hollywood. Because here's the next story.
She's probably.
No, listen, Lord of the Rings is looking.
Is she an actor?
I don't care.
She's probably 62, but just keeps changing her name.
I'd say she'd be a stripper is my go.
In stripper ages, she's too old.
Right.
So what is Dennis? Has he done the right thing?
No, I'm finished with Dennis Quaid. I don't care about him. I'm just giving you the tip.
But what did we learn?
That he's married for the fourth time. I give it a year. She's 100 years younger than him, and it's going to be over. Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. Mm. Lord of the Rings TV series. This is where I've said, prick up your ears.
We love this because this is one of the most fabled stories of all time, if not the greatest. Hoff and Raked, the best, most loved book in the world. It tops every list.
Sorry, Enid Blyton.
Okay, what, the Fabulous Five, you reckon? Up there?
That would be the Famous Five, you goose.
Who were the Fabulous Five? Someone else had a crack. There was the Fabulous
Nobody
Five.
Was the Fabulous Biggles. Five.
Oh, no, it's Fabulous Four, the Beatles.
Fab Four.
Biggles was good. Did you like Biggles?
Who am I working with?
Was that a bit too breezy for you?
Was it Biggles? Lots of military in Biggles.
Biggles was always on an adventure.
Yeah, in the plane.
I never read Biggles.
I think if you read them now, that they're a little maybe
Excuse
racist.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. That. I'm trying to get on to the Lord of the Rings.
Tolkien.
TV series.
Oh, this is great news, isn't it?
Mm. Well, it's great news for someone like you. You're an actor, yes. You've been in a hit movie, Ride Like a Girl.
I am.
Okay, listen
But I'm
up.
A character actor. Would there be a part in there for me?
Possibly, yeah, because they're looking for, quote, funky-looking people.
Hello. Mickey time.
Funky.
All right. The talent agency job they've listed, they're looking for people that have an overbite, ears that stick out, small eyes, or a bulbous or interesting nose, missing bones, large eyes, or long, skinny limbs.
I've got
Any
this.
Acne scars? Then you're in. Yes, because they
Dave
are doing.
Could be Gollum.
How dare you? And how dare
He's
you?
He's too tall for Gollum. He's too tall.
Well, but that's the only essential difference you can identify.
That's really offensive.
They are planning a new television series, and I'll tell you what, this is very good for everybody in New Zealand. Well, just if we can get across the ocean to get to Auckland, they're going to be doing this, which is, you know, seriously, of all the shows you're going to do,
I want to be a hobbit.
And you can
start
shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Do you know what?
Because I'm really Taylor,
it was a role meant for me because I've got hair on my toes.
Do you?
That's what they did, the hobbits. Don't you know? That's their signature.
Everybody has hair on their toes, I think.
Yeah, but not like me.
Okay, not me.
Just need a comb over.
I don't.
So, Jade, what are you saying? We should go and
I'm saying that if anybody wants a gig, you're an actor and you're kind of fugly,
and you got a
then you're in with a chance.
She's got a bung eye.
Let us down gently.
What do you say? A bug eye, a hair lip. What do you say?
Small eyes, a bulbous nose.
A bulbous nose.
Yeah, you tick all those boxes.
I've got a few films apart.
All right.
All right.
Are we done for the entertainment?
Yes.
That's entertainment. Surely not. I'm enjoying this.
All right. We might have more to come.
Time's finished.
All right. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Dave O'Neill, he will be on the radio in about 10, 15 minutes in the second. Now, gone wild.
I'd love to know what his karaoke song would be.
Well, it'd be something new, romantic.
Very 80s. Yep.
New Order. Mode.
Joy Division, something like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Men Without Hats.
Yeah, I could see him doing that. A bit of safety dance.
Is that safety dance?
Yeah,
you can dance.
With your hand.
I've got some news about someone I really admire.
Who?
Bear Grylls.
Why do you admire Bear Grylls?
Why? What do you mean? I think he's fascinating. Ugh. Well, he's a former SAS serviceman for a start, so big ticks.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Oh, you've got it against SAS servicemen, have you?
No, I don't.
No, so he's amazing, right?
I'll tell you a funny story off air in a minute.
I know you've had a lot to do with SAS servicemen.
Yes, I have.
And you can't speak about it because...
No, I can't.
When you're an SAS serviceman, you have to be very... Shh.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so
it's a need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
It is. So he's been working with Mark Burnett, who is the creator of Survivor.
Yep. Yeah.
And he has created a race. Now, Bear Grylls does things which are very challenging. Mm. He's created a grueling 11-day, 671-kilometre race. Well, I don't even know. Well, there's going to be plenty of people want to do
it. You know the problem with that race?
What's that?
It's 11 days too long.
So... The challenge will include.
Racing? What are they doing? Where are they?
All right. Well, there's 330 competitors who make up teams of four from around the world, including a number of teams from Australia. It's 10 episodes, and they are going to. Well, they. I don't know where they're going to be doing it yet. It's like an echo challenge. So it's going to be incredible to run something like 671 kilometers nonstop. Will be unbelievable.
I've got the trailer. If you wanted to hear the.
Well, let's
the
have a listen.
Let's hear it.
Bear Grylls.
671 kilometres, mountains, jungles, rivers, ocean, and swamp.
Oh my God.
This is an expedition with a stopwatch.
We've got a team down! A team is down!
That sounds unreal.
So Mark Burnett is the father of this whole genre, this whole reality genre, really.
He's 100%. He's done so many.
It's an interesting background, if I may take a moment.
Yes, go ahead. Tell me your knowledge. I love this.
Kick back.
Okay.
Smoke a pipe.
All right.
So I read his book when it came out, and his background was he was an SAS soldier, Mark Burnett.
Oh, no.
And the idea
I did not know that.
So the idea came to him, and the English SAS base is in Scotland.
Right.
I think it's in Edinburgh, and that's where they train them. And they teach you a whole raft of things, as well as all your physical training, your mental training, but you have to be able to think your way out of positions and situations. So the head of the SAS called him into his office and said, Mark, here's £5. Tomorrow night in London, there is the Russian Symphony Orchestra. Mm. The conductor is this guy's name. You are to get his signature on this piece of paper by midnight tomorrow night. Here's £5.
As a challenge.
Here's £5. Bang. So he had to find a way, get a lift, get to the airport, get a false document, get onto the plane, scramble on, get off at the other end, talk a taxi driver and saying, I can't pay you now, but I can get you there. Get backstage, find a dress circle door, get him backstage, wait in the dressing room and get it, and he got it. It occurred to him, he goes, wow, that's a great rare skill.
Definitely.
I wonder if we could turn that into some kind of show, like a race.
And that was how it was born.
Or a Survivor. And that was the idea came to him from that very specialised military. That's all in my book.
Well, you're practically an SAS former soldier.
Do you know what? I can't tell you about my deployments.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But let's just say the age of been calling.
Okay.
But that's very interesting. I didn't realise that about Mark Burnett. He's very clever.
He's very good. All right, what else have we got? Have we got time for another one? We've got to go to a song.
We do have to go to a song.
Okay.
Song Whisperer's coming up.
Yeah, he is. And that's where we put you in the draw for the Tempur mattress, which we're drawing tomorrow, by the way. So good luck with that. Case of Brick Lane coming your way as well.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Dave O'Neill will join us in just a few minutes. Song Whisperer coming up too. And Kennedy Molloy's Gone Wild.
And our socials, you get up and running.
Yeah. Kennedy Molloy.
What are they? What's that?
Now, Kennedy Molloy on Instagram. We're on Twitter, Facebook as well. So we're on all of them.
Are we on an app?
Well, we are. Yeah, you can download the app if you go the kennedymolloy.com.au.
All right. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. I'm just looking.
I'm going
this
through Instagram insane. At the moment, Jane
Oh, my
Kennedy.
God.
And your photo, your very sweet,
your
wonderful,
photo.
Beautiful Deb photo.
Debut photo.
is it's a slice of history, really. It's a time.
It's going back in time.
But it's a beautiful time in every young girl's, or was at least in that era, chance to come out, as they were. And
so
it's
I'm
getting
brave.
A reaction.
I've put it up.
This is your, you're in a white dress, it's you in your Princess Di phase.
Yeah, I've got long white gloves on.
The old butter wouldn't melt in my mouth. Forever 20 says, looks very 80s teen drama. Enter Molly Ringwald.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah. Hurt Loves writes, this is all on Insta, don't be ashamed, Jane Kennedy, own your Princess Di do. We all went there.
Oh,
that's true, we did.
You did.
Sam Neill has done two kisses for me.
Oh, cute. Oh,
that's
well, he'd be, one of, he'd be one of those lecherous 66-year-olds.
I beg your pardon. Don't you say
you
that.
Said would have been a good catch when he was younger.
Yeah, when I'm the age I am now, he's not very lecherous, here's a tip.
Peter J. Hansen, 62. Kath and Kim would be very jealous.
That's true.
Relax,
that's
runner.
True.
You are a hottie.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
you
hello.
Look like you just let one rip.
Oh.
Well, you said you're on the farting chair.
Yeah.
No, but I, yeah, okay.
Kerry Hicks. Maybe that's why your dress is so puffed up. maybe you're mid-woof.
Yeah.
Crop dusting. That's not a bustle,
girls
by the way.
That's
not a bustle.
Oh, hang on. What
you
about
look gorgeous Jane? Better looking.
What about Steph Lloyd? She says my hubby would date you. He says then and now. Oh my God,
that's still on the table. Yeah. By the way,
thank you very much.
Hey,
everyone.
Well done. A very good photo. Go and have a look at Kennedy.
Bit of a laugh.
It is. No, it's good. It's very pretty.
Yeah,
hey,
like
now
it.
What are we doing?
Oh, this song whisperer.
Jay, can I ask the song whisperer? Did you make your debutante ball with anyone in America?
We went to prom. So you would go to your
prom king?
Senior prom. It was not prom king.
Were you
king.
The prom king?
Was the prom queen?
Shame.
Was the prom queen? Was that fiercely contested?
Yeah.
That become a...
you know, there were people who took it very seriously. Absolutely.
And was it no one out? Did you get to vote on it, or who voted? How was it decided?
Yeah.
Was it like a gold logie, or how do you?
It was always the cheerleader and the quarterback.
It was always, absolutely. It was always somebody popular.
But
so
was it known well out of time who was going to do it? You go, oh, it's got to be.
They garnered votes.
Probably. Yeah. And
who did you take? Can you remember the name of the girl? Did you go to your prom?
I went to prom with
you take?
Jennifer Burkhofer. That's who I went to prom with. And I went to homecoming with Jenny Reese.
So you can't make these names up.
Those women are in rehab now. and confirmed lesbians. They've just decided they've had enough.
Come on.
That's the way the song whisperer works. Hey, they could have had a chance if they hung in there. So, who are you going out with, Song Whisperer?
That's right.
Jay,
yes.
Synopsis,
who's
please.
Laughing now?
All right. This is about fathers and sons and ex-wives in trying to do the next right thing.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Okay.
A man finds himself living for the weekend when he can spend time with his child. During these moments, he passes on his knowledge and experience to his heir. But let's hope he doesn't pass on his loneliness and his low-grade alcoholism.
Cat Stevens, I'm thinking.
That's what I was thinking too.
There's a way, and I know.
Sad song.
Men all over the world are crying. Right?
We're tearing up.
We're allowed to have our little thing.
Is this one of your karaoke songs?
Yes, yes, it is.
What about Everybody's Living for the Weekend?
Loverboy.
Yeah, Loverboy.
Working for the weekend, not living.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Yeah.
Another great song, but not Loverboy.
That's not bad.
See, you knew that too fast.
All right, we get the idea. 133353, get on board.
Yes.
You can go into the draw to win a temper mattress, and you may snaffle a case of Brick Lane.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And not far from now, Dave O'Neill will be on deck to waltz us through a couple of seedy topics, no doubt. See what he's been up to. What else,
and,
Jane?
Well, it's Thursday and it's gone wild. I have some sad news about Big Moo.
Oh.
Remember that massive cow?
Yeah, the biggest steer in the world.
Oh,
stand
no.
by, because I've got an update on how Big Moo's doing.
Doesn't sound good.
He's got tomahawk steak written all over it.
Sounds like we'll feed a lot of people.
Oh, Big Moo.
Yeah.
Big Moo.
Big Moo. Big Moo might be not with us anymore, sadly. Yeah.
That's
and
sad.
Robot dolphins, which robot, suits you because you don't
dolphins.
Like normal dolphins, so
yeah,
robot dolphin you might be able to relate to. Because you're a bit
dolphin.
Harsh and a bit cold, so you relate to it.
just don't care for their antics. They're just showboats.
All right.
The rock stars of the sea. Oh, it's all about me.
Well, they are,
and
they're smarter.
We'll take a tweet. We'll get to so much more. Time for the... Oh, he's on this.
Why are you speaking like that to the song whisperer?
He's no, I was
looking at me.
What are you doing?
Because he wants me to play the theme that I've always done, and then all of a sudden I stopped, and then anyway. Hi, song whisperer.
You don't need to be defensive.
You don't. You really play out the 2 hours, do you, Dave? You either burst out of the blocks or you come over, but you don't.
Look what I'm working with.
You're not a four-quarter player.
I mean, just to buy the end of the
day. I never bring this up. I let things go.
Look what I'm working with.
You're the best in the biz, Dave.
Thanks, Mickey.
You are, and everyone loves you.
Whatever you do next, I'm sure you'll be very good.
Right, okay. All right.
As a song whisperer.
Back in my bag.
We had it, didn't we?
All right.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Song whisperer, go.
This is about fathers and sons and ex-wives and trying to do the next right thing. A man finds himself living for the weekend when he can spend time with his child. During these moments, he passes on his knowledge and experience to his heir, but let's hope he doesn't pass on his loneliness and low-grade alcoholism.
Okay. Or speaking of low-grade alcoholism. Sorry, son.
I don't apologize.
That's okay.
The gambler.
Oh.
The gambler, Kenny Rogers. He's passing on his wisdom.
To his son and his hair?
No.
His hair?
guys, oh, sorry. Make fun of the guy who's having a go. Make fun of the guy for trying. Oh, you guys sitting around doing nothing.
Oh, because we're just musically already just with it. We just know what's going on.
That was Highly Strange. What did you open with? What did Highly Strange start with? When you burst out of
I think
block?
It was Love Cats, to be frank.
Oh, no kidding.
That.
That's a good start.
That's a good start.
It hardly gets a room's attention.
I beg your pardon. It certainly stopped number 57, Yeville Parmigiana's ready in its tracks.
Well, it would because that's what you used to do, and you can't be singing.
I know, but we're still in pubs.
Who was playing piano?
Yeah. I did.
There was no piano.
Version of that song.
All right.
It's always back to Mick, isn't it?
Highly Strung, and so what would you finish your set with?
Yeah.
Well, we did Motorcycle Mama by Neil Young.
Good song.
That was one.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even know what that song is, do you?
Well, I know Neil Young. I've got Neil Young live at Massey Hall, which is one of the greatest.
Maybe a bit of California Dreaming, Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, nice.
A very up-tempo version.
Is there anyone left at that stage? No, I like this song. I think it's nice. I think we should get the band back together.
Stop quizzing me on the band and being aggressive about it, all right?
And did you used to play guitar and sing at the same time?
Yes, I did. I've told you this.
But you weren't lead sing, though. Were you like backup or were you sharing?
Dan Warner was the lead singer, and I often did the harmonies.
Yeah, you did the harmonies.
And sometimes I did some songs by myself.
Maybe a tambourine. Just
I didn't bang anything.
Sort of harmonizing.
It looks like you're still in it.
I did Fire and Rain.
Did you?
Oh.
Good song.
We've got to get this together. We're going to do a concert, High Fidelity, back on deck.
Well, you're not coming.
No,
can I be a roadie? I'll be a roadie.
No, I don't want you there. Okay. Just yesterday morning.
Is this Jim
Croce? Oh, my God. It's James Taylor, you goose.
Just yesterday morning. They let me know you were gone.
Okay, that's enough. Turn it off.
She's hijacked you as a segment.
That's okay. I'm enjoying it.
You took us there. I was the innocent bystander, and I was being very reverential to the song whisperer.
You were indeed, as you always are. You're very good. All right, shall we get into the songs? Who's having a guess? Forgotten what the synopsis was. Daniel.
Good evening.
Hang on, give us again.
Yeah, song whisperer.
Song whisperer.
Oh, sorry, Daniel.
Do you have the synopsis here?
Yes, I do.
This is about fathers and sons and ex-wives and trying to do the next right thing. A man finds himself living for the weekend when he can spend time with his child. During these moments, he passes on his knowledge and experience to his heir, but let's hope he doesn't pass on his loneliness and low-grade alcoholism.
We are family.
Sister Sledge.
Earth, Wind, and
Sister
Fire.
Sledge.
Sister Sledge. Come on.
All right, what have we got? Not
Daniel.
Daniel,
sorry. I just want to say, Daniel,
sorry,
I'm so sorry. You've been holding on for so long, and it was such a diversion. Sorry, Daniel.
No, that's all right. I think I've become a granddad in that wait time, but anyway.
I agree, mate. And guess what? I used to sing Cats in the Cradle for my parents' dinner parties.
That's a guy's song.
And the cats that was my cradle and the silver spoon.
Girls can't sing that. That's ours.
It's a very good guess because it
that's
is a song.
That's what karaoke go to, Mick.
It is, that, and it's a song about fathers and sons and passing on the knowledge.
You shouldn't be singing that, Jane.
Mm. Well, that's sexist of you.
Well,
that's very sexist.
It's a guy thing. It's about guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was ironic that a girl was singing.
Don't hear me singing. Right. Girls just want to have fun. Although,
well, you
I
do.
Why couldn't you? You could do that.
And you have.
Whisperer.
Not correct.
Ah, well, bad luck.
Daniel, David. Sorry. That
all
was a
that
lot
time
of
you waited.
For you.
Nothing.
I was in the draw.
Brick Lane coming your way.
Nice. And in the draw for the Tempur mattress as well.
It was worth your wait.
Yeah. I hope Daniel doesn't change stations because that was tedious for poor Daniel. No, Shane, are you still with us?
We're all here, cats in the cradle.
Yeah, that's right.
Shane.
Sorry, Shane.
Hello.
We're going to give you the floor. Just speak because Mick likes to interrupt people. You go on and just speak.
Is it To Her Door by Paul Kelly?
Oh, good guess.
Yeah, it's a good guess. To Her Door. Sorry, Shane.
No. Oh, well. Bad luck. Jason? Jason, what's your guess?
Jimmy Burns, Working Class Man.
Oh. Oh, I can't get my head around that. Why would you say that?
Well, he's working for the weekend, sort of, and I just want to hear a grab from the song.
Okay, I just want to hear the song. Oh, we get that.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason.
Is that the one where, what's the clip where he's got all the fire behind him?
My God.
Yeah, that's the one. Working Class Man. Yeah, Cane Fields.
What are you talking about?
But did you hear what happened when they were singing, when they did the clip? I think Jimmy told us, did he?
Yeah.
All the snakes and everything came flying out.
All the mice, the rats.
Everything came flying at him.
And he said it went up within like 5 seconds. So they could do it really quick.
And a boom.
It's a very good film clip.
And he got run over by about 5,000 tiger snakes.
Was it correct?
Not correct.
Okay.
That's unfortunate.
Here we go. This could be it.
I'm going to handle this.
Okay.
Just want to let. I'm just taking over the show.
Sure. You go.
Hi, Alex. How are you going?
Hey, how you going, Tom?
Alex, where are you calling from?
Brisbane.
Good on you. I would like to know
why. What do you want to know?
Well, I want to know what song you think it is.
Is it Father's Day?
Weddings, partings, anything.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a really good song.
It is a good song. What's the advice that's given in this song? What's the advice?
Hang on, here comes the song whisperer with his input.
So he talks about it. You know, he's talking about his relationship. Mm-hmm. The only rights he cares about are visiting rights. Mm-hmm. We go where he wants to go, meaning his son. We do what he wants to do. I tell him everything I know. It is weddings, parties, anything.
Is there correct? And low-grade alcoholism.
Yeah, well, there's a line in there, Jane, where he says he drinks more than he used to.
Fair enough.
Alex, well done. Well done.
Hey, Alex, good stuff, mate. Yeah. What do you do, buddy? Can I ask what you do?
Yeah, mate, I work for Endeavour Foundation, where we give jobs to people with disability.
Good on you, mate.
Well, you're one of the good guys, mate.
Give him a slab of Brick Lane coming your way. Yeah. You're in the jaw for Temper Bed.
This is a beautiful song. Beautiful song for men. I love it.
Yep. It is weddings, parties, anything. Good on you. Alex, thanks for calling from Triple M Brisbane. Up next, Dave O'Neill.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Weddings, parties, anything, and Father's Day. Courtesy of the Song Whisperer, you're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy. Mick
it was
Malloy.
Father's Day in the US last weekend.
Yeah,
so why is their day different to ours?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be the Queen's fault. That's who I blame for everything weird, because everything that happens in Australia is so different to the rest of the world.
Well, the Queen doesn't even have her birthday on her birthday.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't. It's in April. Hmm. And we had the long weekend in June.
Marbles. Yeah.
I don't think she is. She's completely together.
She is
so together.
I agree.
She'll be cooked.
Hey, you haven't watched The Crown yet. Why don't you watch that? You'll love it.
No, that's right. I keep meaning to do it. I've written it down.
It's pretty good.
You must watch Crown. Good. Oh, Lord.
I love The Crown.
So, excuse me.
I bet you Dave O'Neill's watched The Crown.
Hey, what just happened then?
What do you mean?
Did you stop mid-sentence to have a gulp of your
drinking
large shake or something?
My water.
What is it?
Okay.
You're kind of mid-sentence.
Yes.
Took a break. Came off a bit.
I'm trying to move this show forward. It's very relaxing. where I am, and I'm just trying to get things done.
I'm just saying, you don't. If you're reading the news out on Channel 9, you wouldn't stop and have a big slurp about...
Well, I'm not reading the news, am I? Thank God.
We just played a song. You could have drunk during the song.
Yeah, there's plenty of time to get ready.
Commercial breaks
coming up.
It's one of
those rare windows where we're on air.
I have to tell you, when I come off air, I really have to have some downtime because it's a real drain.
Where were you going? You were telling some roundabout story about the...
The Crown.
The Crown.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, watch The Crown. It's a good show. Everybody's in lockdown. Why don't you watch it?
And I started out with something about Father's Day.
In the US.
In the US.
Yeah. In the US. But anyway, I'd rather talk to Dave O'Neill.
Oh, he's on the line.
Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Okay. Hello. First of all, have you watched The Crown?
I love The Crown. It's fantastic.
See? I knew you would. It's a great show.
What do you like about it?
Oh, you've got to watch it, Mick, for Prince, just for Prince Philip. And when he goes on a bender with the Navy, he goes on like, it's like a Buckstone that goes from Papua New Guinea to all these islands. And he doesn't want to go to any dinners, so he just plays cricket and gets drunk. And
goes with the natives.
Touches up the locals, yeah.
So everything you suspect is what they put in the show, that's right.
You could be royal, Dave. I see you in a kind of Henry VIII style. You know when you could eat turkey with your hands?
Mm.
Have eight wives. Well, the guy that led Phil astray was an Australian, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Was an Aussie.
He was a rogue Australian. Right. So it's
McMurray's
worth watching.
Great granddad.
Well, so. You realise, Dave, that that's the reason why we don't wear hats. I think I've told the story before, but I love telling it. When I was talking to the Queen's milliner, I said to him, I said, "What happened to men wearing hats?" I said, because I'm not into men's fashion. I think men who try too hard, it looks silly. But I did love that period when men were getting around and they wore hats and they were warm outside.
My granddad
did
that.
And they looked great, and I thought it was a really super look. I said, "What happened to that?" He said, "It was easy." He said, "One day Prince Philip walked out the front gates not wearing a hat." And
bets were off.
Everyone went, okay.
Don't have to do it.
He's
no
done
worries.
It.
No, it's good for him. It's good for
that's
us.
Because, that's where he left his hat at the strippers while watching The Crown.
So that's what I'm saying. Have a watch. You'll enjoy it. Where are you calling from, Dave?
I live in Melbourne, so I'm from the COVID. I'm from one of the hot spots. I'm in the north, so I just want to apologise to everyone around Australia for letting you down. I feel like that... Melbourne at the moment is like, you know when you get that Cadbury snack bar and you've got great flavours like pineapple and strawberries? I think Melbourne's the Turkish delight.
A lot
of people, I reckon.
So this has just come out today. They've actually named suburbs in Melbourne that are hotspots and also all the premiers are saying, don't go and speak to people from Melbourne.
Yeah, and to put it in TV terms for you, Jane, especially the Brady Bunch, we'd be Ollie the cousin.
Yes,
I know
exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, the John Denver looking kid.
So not good for you, Dave, because you would have been on the verge of getting out to do stand up again and open up clubs, and now you're back on the Zoom meetings.
The the kids are back here. They're back here. They're out of school. And school holidays are coming up. So I want to talk to all the men out there. It's important to find some isolation within the isolation. I've talked about this before for the men.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you got?
And for the women too, but I'm a man, so I speak as a man.
Go ahead. I'm interested. I'm absolutely gripped.
I have to go and visit my mother-in-law who's in a nursing home, right? Mm-hmm. I visit her.
She's
and then
careful
there.
The
That's
nursing... tough. I'd give the old ducks a wide berth right now, personally.
Well, the nursing home overlooks a McDonald's and a brothel. Okay. So.
Okay.
I like to say my one-stop shop.
Write down the name because that's where Mick's heading.
Mick will be there.
Have you seen me coming out of either?
The Scarlet Lady is the name of the brothel.
Oh, okay, righto.
Well, that's creative.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say that on your credit card, Simon Mick.
So, go on.
Anyway, so I like to... The brothel's closed at the moment. Too, by the way.
Right.
Because of
well, that's just safety conscious.
I don't see why. Yep. Just put on your cuddle curtain. You know, we've had this discussion. You put on your cuddle curtain and you go.
All right.
So, anyway, what I like to do, just to get some isolation, no point rushing home to the kids and stuff. So, I just go and get a McFlurry and a Diet Coke because that's the yin and the yang.
That's
right.
The Diet Coke minuses all the fat in the McFlurry. And I like to sit in the McDonald's car park. I was sitting outside the brothel the other day because I thought, and I had the window down. It was a lovely day. I was eating my McFlurry. Then my neighbour walked past. So I don't know.
No. Your neighbour was going to McDonald's, yes?
No, she's a woman.
She's
and she had
right.
a,
I think the suspicion's on Dave here. Yes. He's sitting at the front of a brothel, woofing at McFlurry.
This is weird so far, Dave, but go on.
And then I'm anyway, and she's got a dog with her and a small child. She sees me and then she turns very quickly. So I had to yell out, the brothel's closed. It's closed. All right. So,
yeah, as a joke.
Yeah, as a joke. What's closed? So anyway.
Implying that she was going to work or you were hanging out waiting for it to open.
Either or.
Wow.
Jeepers. Well, that's hard. That's tough work. But do you have, like, I've just read today in the newspaper that they have people knocking on your door if you're in these suburbs to come and test you. Have you been tested?
No, I haven't been tested, but I mean, they're looking for family clusters, and you know, I don't like my family that much. I don't understand how you can get 18 people or whatever to your house. Like, how's that never happened in my life?
I love it. Hey, mate, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and we love talking about your podcasts and what you're up to.
Oh, yeah.
And have you got, is Glenn Robbins, I know he'll be back in isolation because he's...
Yes. He's over 60.
About to get a letter from the Queen.
Yeah, and you're over a million views, so you've just tipped it over
the start. What's the podcast called, you and Glenn?
Somehow Related, the podcast.
Somehow Related is very good, and Glenn is just a great straight man, I reckon, for you. Yeah. He just... He's a hard ass, but he just gets the job done. And
how can we go? Where do we go to download and listen to this? It's called Somehow Related.
Have you got a bit? Do you bring in a bit? I think we've got a bit of it.
Yeah.
So we can tell people. Yeah.
Fantastic.
We're always banging on about how good it is, and it is. It's a rare two very funny people who you can tell are good
and
friends.
And great friends of ours. So let's have a listen.
Glenn's keeping a low profile at the moment because there's a lot of this stuff about blackface. He's been accused of doing old man face with Uncle Arthur. So,
okay.
Here's something from the podcast. We'll take a listen. Somehow Related.
One Christmas Eve, I was walking down the street with Kieran and poor Kelly was coming up towards me. And I said to Kieran, hey, should I yell out, who's going to make the gravy tomorrow?
Oh, and you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Because he probably had it 18 times that day. No, good call, though. Good memory.
Christmas Eve?
What do you get sung out at you?
Well, hey, fatso.
I get Cordy.
Russell. Cal? A bit of Cal?
I get, where's Kath? Yeah, that's what
Do the walk.
Yeah, do the funny walk, yeah.
Fantastic. I love it. That's just
Thank you.
You're not trying to solve the problems of the world, you two, are you? You're just
having
a natter. It's compulsive.
You guys make me laugh so much, great talking to you, Dave. Thank you very much for being on Kennedy Malloy today.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Mick and Jane. Gone Wild.
I love Gone Wild. It's always so much good news and cheering. We take a look at the animal kingdom and we have a laugh.
Okay. Well, I've got some sad news.
Oh, here we go.
Well, remember Big Moo, the gigantic giant steer?
Yeah. That was huge. We used to think it was not
It was 190 centimetres tall.
It was huge. He used to stand out in the pack and it would just be like tower over
He was from South Australia and we all loved him.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Oh. What did he die of? Hit his head on a barn door?
No, it's very interesting, actually, because people are trying to work out how he freakishly became so big. And it's because they believe he had a pituitary gland disorder. You won't understand this, Mick, but a pituitary gland is in your brain.
Well, I know you Googled Dr. Chris Brown's website.
I did not Google anything.
A
pituitary gland disorder, which means it produces too much growth hormone. And as a consequence, he suffered serious joint and ligament stress. And Dr. Chris Brown did put this on his Instagram page, which I replied to because we just have that sort of relationship. No, I didn't DM him. His giant size, says Dr. Chris, meant his joints developed early onset arthritis. He had a short illness and carked it.
Okay.
I could have told you that.
No, you couldn't. Isn't that sad? So he stood out amongst the herd.
Really, let's post a picture, an RIP picture, because it's astonishing how big this is. Now, can I ask an obvious question?
Sure.
Can you get like a porterhouse or something off him? Because this would be the biggest steak here. I'd just love to see it on a plate.
I mean, that's very disrespectful.
Well, you know, I'm a fan of Big Moo, always have been. But this would be a Fred Flintstone steak. You know the ones that hangs off both sides of the plate?
Like a brontosaurus.
Yes, you are very, very keen on meat.
But couldn't we just just have a look at it.
Is that
just
how you
go,
think?
Big
would
moo?
You be happy to do that? If to have
I
the
would,
of into Big Moo? And
I would woof a porterhouse. What? I would woof a Big Moo porterhouse.
Even if it was Big Moo?
Oh, totally.
And you knew his backstory?
Oh, you know, I'd do a little prayer before I woofed it.
Would you have them as slow roasted ribs?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'd keep a bit for the... Hey, can I say something?
Yes,
and I don't rarely suggest this because I'm not a fan of it, but I say this is a job for taxidermy. And I mean that because people, it was such a freak.
Yeah.
If you put that in a museum, people would love to go along. Like look you've got Farlap. You've got Farlap
right.
there. People want to go and have a look at Farlap.
You know, and yet I feel uncomfortable that Farlap is... taxidermy.
I know you do because you are right down the squeamish. You're very
not squeamish.
Pro animal. I get it. You're not into
it's
it.
It's weird.
I would put up a it's case bigger. To go. I'd like to take.
What museum? What type of museum
Fred
does
Lenny
it go in?
And walked into. Well,
saw Big Moo.
And saw Big Moo. Or the Agricultural Museum. Or take him to
the
show.
Well, they make people
the
vegetarian.
The Melbourne show.
Yeah.
And you went, boys. Check out Big Moo.
William Randall schools and stuff.
That
so,
would
hey,
blow
you know what?
His head
I off. Still think Big Moo had a great life because Big Moo was adored and loved and valet Big Moo.
Yep.
Medium rare for me. Medium rare, a big
porterhouse.
And that is you. Hey, can
you
I
have
change?
News about one of my favourite beings on the
down
planet.
Down the other
What's
end,
that?
Stupid
dolphins. The smartest beings so
dolphins,
close
dolphins, they just get so much, they make so much noise. They're like just the rock stars of the ocean. They just try
and brilliant.
Distract from everyone else.
Clever.
They're intelligent.
Loving. Intelligent.
Look at me. Someone's gone now and identified, well, they've invented robot dolphins. So
well,
you now
well,
you don't have, you have to swim with the real ones.
Oh, that's
But
stupid.
Why can't you swim with the... Oh,
no,
because
you're hassling the you know,
I'm not
going to
touch them.
They're so delicately...
Who wants to play with a robot dolphin?
It'd be like riding a jet ski. you put a dolphin on it.
Yeah.
Put well, a dolphin, why don't you put a dolphin on a jet ski and make that a show at SeaWorld?
But what do they sound like? What's a robot dolphin sound like?
So they're going like a horny dolphin.
They sound probably something
what
a little...
What do you mean horny?
Well, they're always horny. They're always rooting... They're always having a go.
Hang on.
Those bottlenose.
We actually, Matty Dow went down to the
aquarium
recently and take a listen.
Did he really?
Good morning, everybody. The water's fine. I'm not one of those horny types. Come on, you know you want it.
Wow.
Who wants to be dry humped by a robot dolphin?
That's right.
But here's my point. Why the dolphin? What about
because they're so adorable.
What about a robot
people
walrus?
Relate to them.
What about a robot walrus? Would that kill you?
The whiskers no good.
That'd be
they're
great.
Too lazy.
Robot platypus?
No.
Robot dugong. So what are you gonna do? Hi kids, sorry you can't swim with the dolphins. Yeah. Get the jumper leads. Get the jumper leads. The dolphin's gone flat. This doesn't make sense.
Well,
a drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, we're just about done, but we want to thank our good buddies at Crown Forklifts too, the Encore range, which is guaranteed reliability, superior quality.
It's a genius idea. We love this idea because it's zhuzhing up an already reliable, amazing product.
That's right.
And you get it for such a great price.
Straight back out there. We push it back out there and it does a job like no one else. It's the king, the big kahuna. It's the
I just can't wait to ride one.
Oh, yeah?
You get in a warehouse, it's the king of the warehouse. You know, there's a jungle. There's a lot of the jungle.
Yes.
In the warehouse.
Yes.
Okay.
In the jungle, it's the lion.
I like it when you talk like this.
In the warehouse, the king of the ecosystem, without doubt, is your Crown forklift.
Right.
Well, name another forklift.
Can't.
I dare you.
Can't even think of it.
If a pallet gets downwind of the...
Yeah.
Of the crown. It's gone.
Now you're talking.
See you later.
It's whooshed.
Like
it's
a gazelle.
It'll just be picked up, put down, replaced.
So listen up.
Stacked.
This is the Encore range.
Right.
It's the reconditioned Encore range of forklifts. They're pre-owned forklifts that have been reconditioned.
Yeah.
And it brings the equipment back to a quality renewed condition and they cost a lot less. They come with a new Crown forklift warranty.
Yep.
You get a forklift replacement and power guarantee and eligible for the instant asset write-off.
Oh,
what do you want?
And great
come
for
on.
Cruising. Great for cruising.
Yeah.
Just great for taking it out, taking it for a run.
You got to get a forklift license though. You know that you can't just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'd get one tomorrow.
Would you?
I'd study up for it. I'd go into a warehouse and I would just get a forklift. I'd just ride around until I'd pass with flying colours.
Tough as nails, the business, the big kahuna, the king.
Right.
It is. Name me another brand. You can't.
You can't. You go to crown.com, people.
You just go Crown.
Because when you think of forklifts, you think.
There is nothing like a Crown.
Bang.
For picking it up and putting it.
putting it down.
Well, we should get the Qantas Choir to do it.
That's
version
a great
of that.
Idea.
That would be stunning. It should be
our national anthem. Should be our national anthem. All rise for the Crown.
Oh, my goodness. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. We have Clown of the Week. We can review Dave Reynolds and Limo on our show tomorrow. Come on, everyone.
To go and have a look at Jane Kennedy's prom photo.
Debutante.
Is that Erin Moran from Happy Days, says JRat73.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Almost.
See you tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.